If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's StBonaventureMission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. BonaventureMission.org. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull-apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It is April Fool's Day, by the way. Don't forget that. Someone in your life, and you know who I'm talking about. Can you turn that off, Scary? Just thank you. Someone in your life, and you know who I'm talking about. They are like the pranksters. We all like Alex is mine. Yeah. I told him sleep in today because he has the day off. I don't want him to be awake because he'll be constantly coming up with new pranks. We actually got a memo. Did you find the memo?
I can't. My deleted items are not restoring. But the gist of the memo was that before anything goes on the air that has to do with an April Fool's joke, it needs to be approved by the upper levels of corporate.
Yes.
Because the license can be in jeopardy if you do something that is not okay.
Right. And keep in mind, we're radio people. We're not very bright. So.
Correct.
What some people in our business may think is funny as a joke, it could get us all fired and lose our license. Right. So I get it. But I love that we got a memo from corporate saying, do not celebrate or observe April Fool's Day at all, unless you get our permission.
We got another one today.
Yeah.
What does it say?
It's laying out people have lost their licenses because of on-air stunts gone wrong. Right, so thank you for not doing anything crazy today.
Okay.
Sucking the fun right out of us here.
I mean, what other industry is receiving this same memo today other than it's just crazy radio people? Hello, waka this, waka.
This memo even goes down to name some of the stunts that were done or that are things that they do not want us to do.
It's quite a long email. It's almost like an April Fool's joke in itself.
Like, do we have examples of what has been done that they're saying they want to stay away from?
German radio station Westdeutscher Rundfunk announced that city officials had decreed that joggers could only run at a maximum speed of 6 miles per hour throughout the city's park. Any faster, it said, and they would have inconvenienced the squirrels who were in the middle of mating season. So people were watching how fast the joggers were jogging.
Well, that's not going to get our license taken away from us if we say that, are they?
April 1st, 1992, a Chicago radio station announced it would turn into a commercial-free, pay-per-hear station. Its signal would be scrambled and divided into five different program formats that listeners would have to pay to listen to. People didn't like that one either.
Well, no one's going to lose their license over that.
Was called into protest. Some even showed up with picket signs outside the station.
Well, I'm going to take a guess on this. There is that thing, and you hear it all the time, the emergency broadcast system. Mm-hmm. Which is a very, very important part of us being here to serve the public, right? I'm sorry, who is he talking to?
I don't know.
And anyway, so when you hear those tests, those are like real deal legit, right? We need to do those to make sure the equipment's working. So it's against the law for us to like play around with those. And so we never do. We stay away from that button. That's so because that's a serious thing. And I know that a station owned by our company actually was messing around with that, and they got into a lot of legal problems with the government. So,
we won't be doing that.
The FCC also used to have a rule in the books that we can't play a siren on the air. I don't know if that's still the case.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's still the case, though. But I do know about the tones. That was
right.
And are you allowed to play sounds of like a car accident? Because
I don't know. I don't know what's so we just don't. You know. Okay. No, we do. I think we can play a car accident sound. That sounds fun.
That would make me nervous. Yeah. If I was driving and I heard it, I would think it was happening. Like, oh, what's going on?
Another one, and I can't even say it because we could be sued or taken off the air. There is a distress call that you put out on the radio if you're in an emergency situation, like in an airplane is losing an engine or something. They actually go on the radio and say these words. Oh. It's the fifth month, January, February, March, April, May, the fifth month, and then the word day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Those two words, you can't say those.
Really?
No, because it's an emergency. That means we're having an emergency situation.
I did not know that.
That used to be the case. Can we look these up? Because I'm afraid.
I don't think
we
can use the Morse code for something either. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Morse code?
Oh my God. No, seriously.
Well,
I'm pretty sure we can't.
You just said something.
That was a song.
It's just something dirty. Oh my God, look at the size of this. What did I just say?
I don't know. I'm going to laugh if it's something horrible.
You might be cursing in Morse.
I don't know.
You're like summoning the aliens.
I just said anus in Italian. I don't know. That is Morse code if you're wondering what language I'm speaking.